Guys, welcome back to part two of Batch Weekend, because it was just too much shit to fit into one episode.
Yes, it was quite the weekend. Jam-packed weekend, so we had to break it up a little bit.
Seriously, too much stuff happening. You know, we had to break it up. It was wild.
We have to give you all the deets.
All the deets from Ocean City. Fucking crazy. It was quite a weekend. I mean, I know that we were anticipating some, like, shady shenanigans, but
I was not expecting to black out and vomit every day.
Same. I knew we were gonna go hard, but I think we went a little harder than expected for sure.
Definitely.
So let's just, you know, let's dive back into it.
Back into part two. And so we did.
Woke up the next morning. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I know I was still drunk the next morning when we woke up.
I definitely was drunk every morning I woke up.
Like, I feel like we'd sleep for, like, 3 hours, wake up the next day, and we were on the fucking beach again.
Yep. What did we even do that? Oh, that was the 4th of July then.
Oh, the 4th of July. Saturday.
Which didn't go as planned. So we went to the beach, and then we were going to go to, like, you know, the big bars, the secrets, and all that, and then
I was hurting on Saturday. I was having an internal struggle to be alive on Saturday.
Understandable.
I felt pretty sick.
So we finally all get our shit together, and we're out the door pretty good. We're, like, at, it was, like, 3 o'clock, I think, we were, like, en route to start drinking.
We were. It didn't take very long.
And we try to go to Secrets. The line is literally, like, a mile long, so we're, like, we're gonna do a smart decision here. We're gonna go get in line for this happy hour. This bar has, like, a buy one, get one happy hour. And we're like, it's still earlier enough. Like, we'll definitely get in. No.
Fucking coconuts.
Coconuts did us so dirty. On so many levels.
I might hate that place.
Yeah, I don't think I could go back.
I will never fucking go back there. Ever in my life. So, I don't even know where to begin. Because there's so much to unpack in the 2.5 hours that we were in line.
Literally 2.5 hours. It is 95 degrees.
Literally melting in the sun.
We are melting.
I'm a half ginger. I am melting. I'm hurting. I was like, I either need to start drinking or I need to go back to bed. Like, that's kind of where I was at.
Yeah.
I don't think I said 2 words.
You were very quiet.
The whole line. So we had 2 groups of guys in front of us. In front of us and behind us. Yeah. There's 2 groups of guys. The group in front of us was pretty chill.
Yeah.
Until about the end, they were pretty chill, which it was 2.5 hours in a line. Like, I was not chill by that point either. And behind us, we literally have
the biggest group of fuckboys.
Literally. Like, they were on a brocation.
Like, all shirtless, which, fine, you're at the beach, have these douchey-ass sunglasses. Like, literally, textbook frat boy.
Lives in a frat house, in a basement, all together. Probably jerked each other off before they got in line.
Definitely.
Definitely have not washed their hands a day in their lives.
So, I do give props to Coconuts. They were trying to social distance us.
The problem was, as they were trying to social distance us, they would scream from the front of the line. And I get it. Those bodyguards were over the bullshit. We saw them escort at least 7 people out within an hour from, like, fist fighting each other.
Yeah.
So understandable. But they start at the beginning of the line and yell at us to separate. But then the back of the line doesn't move.
Right. So, yeah.
And we have said fuckboys behind us.
So, and no one was understanding that they just want you to be 6 feet apart. You will still get to the front of the line in the same time you would if you are 6 inches apart from me.
Yes.
These fuckboys just could not comprehend this thing. They thought if they were not touching us, they weren't going to get in.
I was pretty sure at one point that one was, like, resting his head on my shoulder. Like, resting his head on my shoulder. What? Like, it was ridiculous. I'm like, if I can feel your breath on my neck, you are too close
to me. And normally, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm, like, an aggressive person at all, but, like, typically, I feel like you're a group of girls on vacation. You're going to have more encounters with girls, like, you'd want to, like, you know, like little tiffs with girls.
Right. And, like, they were trying to talk to us for a little bit. I just had no energy to entertain it. I was like, I can't do it.
If I was going to beat the shit out of someone on at any point in that trip, it would have been one of those dipshits.
Oh, I know. And so, side note, it was kind of weird. So, this one guy, I think, like, a little after we first got in line, was coming through and was like, oh, like, we just have a disclaimer. You might be in a skit with the Nelk boys. And I'm like, who the fuck are the Nelk boys?
Yeah.
These bros were very fucking excited about the Nelk boys.
They're like, oh, yeah, man. Like, we follow them. And we're just like, what?
I'm like, I don't give a shit.
No.
So we're kind of getting close. We're probably, like, we're getting close to, like, the front of the line.
Yeah.
Happy hour is now over. We've missed the whole happy
hour. We've accepted it. But there was, like, nowhere else we could go. Like, we were going to just go somewhere else to wait in line. So we were just, like, we're committed.
Whatever. So, and, like, we'd asked these boys a few times. We're like, hey, like, can you just back up a little bit? Like, it's extremely hot. You know.
You are touching me.
You are touching me. There is a pandemic happening. I don't want you on top of me.
No.
Like, back the fuck up in the nicest way possible. I would give my left tit to have a video of you. Steph is in the best. And by the way, very disappointed in everybody's patriotic outfits.
Yeah, no,
like,
one was,
nobody was in red, white, and blue.
No.
Very rude.
I mean, you would see, like, a couple bitches in, like, a red shirt or something.
But that was it. Very upsetting. So anyway, Steph has this amazing outfit on.
Yes.
We all have, like, our matching red, white, and blue tank tops. Red, white, and hammered, I think is what they said, right?
Star-spangled hammered.
Star-spangled hammered, my bad. And she has her tank top on. You have this amazing American flag cape.
Yes.
A Budweiser cowboy hat that is red, white, and blue. Like,
I just had all the things.
All the
I was
things.
Ready.
She was ready to fucking rock. She turns around. I think you just have to.
I think my exact words were, please get the fuck away from my asshole. And they just kind of look at me like they don't know what's going on. And I'm like, back the fuck up. Like, I get you want to be close to us, but if you can literally touch my asshole, you are way too fucking close. And then the only one, like, kind of normal kid that, like, tried to talk to us in that group,
yes,
he just looks at me and he's just like, you don't have to be a bitch. And I'm like, I'm like, homie, I wouldn't be this big of a bitch if you literally were not up my asshole. Come on.
They were, like, fully inserted. Fully inserted into our asshole. It was ridiculous. And so they're like, don't be a bitch, which is, like, I think the typical, like, fuckboy thing to say. And Joanna just turned around and lit them up. And it was literally just the best moment I've ever witnessed in my life.
Yeah, it was definitely a moment.
They backed up for a little while.
And then they were beside us. They fucking go in the sidewalk beside us. I was like, that is no different.
And then at one point, they were like, so there were, like, cars parked by, like, where we were, like, they were, like, on top of this, like, random car. One was, like, underneath it almost. They're, like, all, like, around this car. I'm like,
I don't even remember seeing them, though, once we got in there. Like,
thankfully, they were gone, because I'm like, if we have to spend any more time with these guys, like, I was literally ready to kill myself. I could not listen to one more fucking conversation. I forget what the one kept saying. Like, it was a phrase. And he kept screaming it. And I literally, like, I was fuming on the inside. I was like, I just cannot handle this, like, anymore. Like, they were just insane. So, and the guys in front of us, we were kind of talking to them a little bit. Like, we were socializing with them.
And then all right.
I think two of them got thrown out right when we
got
made
in.
It to the front.
I think so, too.
So, we finally get into this fucking establishment.
It was cool.
It was cool. They were out of buckets.
Oh, right.
Which is a highlight to the Ocean City experience.
You just need buckets everywhere you go.
Just a bucket of alcohol. So, I think we started ordering two drinks at a time. Two equivalent to a bucket. Our server was from Johnstown, which was so fucking random.
Yes, very random. We're like, we're from central Pennsylvania. You probably don't know. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm from Johnstown. And we're like, oh.
Like, literally, we just attract anyone that's from central Pennsylvania to us. I don't know if there's something, like, on our foreheads.
Apparently.
But it was so funny because, like, everybody at the table ordered the same thing, I think, with the exception of, like, two of us.
Yes.
And we all ended up with crab cakes. And I'm like, this isn't...
But somehow, yet, they still managed to fuck it up.
It wasn't hard. I think there was like seven things on the menu. I don't know. So then we make it to the beach after we eat.
Yes.
Things start to go downhill rapidly.
Yes.
So we meet with this group of girls. And like there was a guy, I think, there because she was like yelling. Because we were making fun of her like yelling at this guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's like, yeah. They had a box of pizza. And they were, like, eating on the beach. Yeah. And she's like, can you just shut the fuck up so I can enjoy my pizza?
Yeah. She's definitely. Like, I think they were together, but she definitely was. She wore the pants.
For sure. And he's just, like, chilling on the cooler. Like.
Just wants her to like him.
Yep. And she just was not having it.
No, she was not.
Not having it. And so somehow we end up interacting with these people. And then, like. Two other girls showed up.
Yeah.
That I guess was in the group. And we're, like, listening to music. We're, like, hanging out. The one, like, was trying to pretend she was Australian to, like, get these random guys to get away from her. She was the one that worked for the Baltimore Ravens, which should have been my first clue.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get the fuck away. I don't know where the progression happened.
I don't know, because... I was just trying to take shots. I definitely didn't need any shots, but I was just trying to take more shots. Just so me and Haley go and take more shots, and then the rest of the group migrates to a hotel room.
Yeah, so one of the girls in our group were like, oh, we should go to their hotel room. Like, they're hanging out, they're having drinks, and I'm like, I feel like this probably isn't, like...
The best idea.
The best idea. But... Obviously, I'm gonna go because everybody else is going.
Yeah.
So we go in, and like at first, it seemed okay. Like everyone's drinking.
Yeah.
We're dancing. There's music, and there's the one guy like from the beach.
Okay.
Well, then like a bathroom door opens, and then there's another gentleman in the bathroom. And then this other guy comes in with a guitar.
Oh.
And it starts, you know, playing some live acoustic music. And it was just weird because I just felt like more, like, dudes were, like, starting to, like, pop into the room. So, like, it was kind of, like...
Where are you coming from?
Right. Like, it was starting to be, like, a weird vibe. And I'm like, is this, like, a luring situation where, like, the girls, like, lure you to, like, the hotel room? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of getting weird. The moment that it turned for me was we're hanging out and the guy off the beach goes, do you know how to get cocaine? Do you guys have cocaine?
And I'm we look like we have cocaine?
I'm like, no, sir, I don't have cocaine. And the Baltimore Ravens girl's like, yeah, I'm just trying to get fucked up and have a good time. And I'm like, well, I don't have any drugs for you. It was so weird. So, like, now they're, like, trying to, like, figure out a hookup. I'm like...
No hookups here.
No hookups here. I'm like, we gotta go. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Abort. Abort.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
So we escape the hotel room. And I think we all meet back up. And we decide to go to the boardwalk.
Again.
Great plan. So we were talking about going to the Purple Moose.
So... I think we got separated.
We did get separated.
Yeah. So three of us go to, I don't know, somewhere.
We walked most of the way to the boardwalk from Coconuts.
Oh. I think it was called like Brass Balls, maybe.
That sounds right.
And again, I find like the most random ass men to talk to me. Again, like middle, not even like people close to my age, like dads and paps, like just love me.
The pappies love you.
They do. And I don't know.
It's that smile.
I start talking to these men about how his daughter is just trying to be a nurse, and I'm like, oh my god, I know how that feels. And then I don't know. Haley's trying to, like, pry me out. She's like, you need to stop talking to these men. Like, I mean, they weren't sketchy, but she's like, there's no point here. Just please go away. And we were trying to go to the fucking Purple Moose.
So we eventually walk to the Purple Moose. And we're waiting in line. I feel like we're waiting for a while. And we get up to the front. And the bouncer goes, it's a $30 cover. And, like, the rest of the group wasn't there. So, like, we're like, well, we're not going to spend $30. Like, what if you guys, like, don't want to come
in? Right,
which, thank God that that happened. Like, I'm so happy that moment of clarity came.
Because the Purple Moose was struck by the corona.
So I would have been so pissed off if I would have spent $30 to get into a fucking bar that's like every other bar on the boardwalk.
And get the Rona. And we definitely would have got the Rona because that's just how our luck goes. Yeah. So
we would, honestly, I mean, not tempting fate. I'm very surprised we didn't get it.
Yeah, me too.
We're very blessed.
So then we go to our final stop.
The worst stop.
I don't know. I'm very, very intoxicated at this point.
Listen, I love a hole-in-the-wall bar. Like, I love a fucking dive bar. That place was a fucking dump. Dump.
I don't really have a lot of recollection about...
I felt like there were so many bars that we could choose from, because we were, like, on the bay side, weren't we? Or we were on the other side. Like, we had crossed the street from the boardwalk. I don't know. I just know I walked a lot, more than I wanted to that night. And
I don't, my mindset turned to, I think we got there maybe around like 12:30, and I was like, well, from 12:30 until 2 a.m., we just need to take shots. I want to just keep taking shots.
Ew, that and shots. One you got tasted, I think, like a Bath and Body Works candle.
I think it was applesauce. Ugh. I don't know. It just was a downhill spiral.
So quickly. Gin and tonics were obviously happening. It was not good.
I am vomiting in this bathroom that smells like a litter box.
Literally smelled like a litter box. And the door wouldn't shut. So I had to stand in front of the door because there was a pool table in front of the door. And all these dudes were playing pool. And I'm like, oh my god, like what if one of them like tries to open the door?
And here I am laying on this disgusting floor. Yakking my brains out.
Again, if you didn't get the corona from that, getting it.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think somebody lost their phone because this guy kept insisting that it was, like, one of our phones, but it had, like, a Ravens background. I don't know why the Ravens were following us that night. And I was like, it's not ours.
I don't know. Don't know. Again, we have to find a shady-ass taxi to take us back.
Yeah.
Not good.
If you're in the market for the absolute best in skincare right now that is 100% cruelty-free and made with all-natural ingredients, Athea Skin is your new skincare BFF. My fave product from Athea right now is the Retinol Night Cream. This badass night cream is anti-aging against both wrinkles and dry skin. Deep penetration and intense hydration, baby. I love it so much, and I've seen such a difference in my skin when I wake up in the morning. Highly, highly, highly recommend. Check out their website at theaskin.com and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your purchase. So again, that's at theaskin.com and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your purchase. Now back to the show.
Woke up Sunday morning.
Hammered. I am hammered.
Literally the worst I felt in 3 days. Like,
I'm spinning. I'm like, I can't form words yet.
I am so close to throwing up. I'm also dizzy. I feel like I can't function. I feel like my internal organs were shutting down. Yeah. I didn't go to college, so like, I've never done days of drinking in a row like that. My body was not prepared.
No. There's no preparing for that.
I was passing away.
Yeah, my insides were donezo. I was like trying so hard to just like be normal
I tried for about 5 minutes. Like, I tried to, like, stand up and, like, talk to you. And I was like, I just have to go lay down. Because I wanted breakfast. I couldn't. I was like, there's no way I can go to...
I did see. So, they released a new list of places that had the vid. And the place we went to get breakfast did. But I think it was, like, a more recent case. Like, it was, like, this past week. But...
Well, that's good.
So, yeah, I try to force some breakfast down my throat.
Honestly, you probably had so much alcohol in our systems, there was no way the corona was going to enter our bodies.
I think even, like, 2 days after the fact, like, so we stayed another day, very uneventful. We didn't really do...
I got my nose pierced.
Oh, right. Everyone got their fucking nose pierced.
Again, I have 2 hoops now. But when you guys were gone,
yeah,
because, like, the condo we were staying in, like, there's people, like, you know, walking around, yeah, like, on the decks outside. I thought somebody broke into our condo. I'm, like, half fucking out of it. I'm, like, checking the perimeters of the condo with a finger gun. I was so fucked up. I was, like, I just didn't even know what was happening. So I clear the whole condo. There's no one there. I felt like you guys were gone forever. I was like,
we were. Just come back. We were. So there was like an hour wait to even eat this fucking breakfast. And all I got was a normal fucking breakfast that you could get literally anywhere. I could have made it. And then, I don't know, the bus was down or something. Like, we were too far away to Uber. Oh, brief side cap here. We get this Uber to take us to this restaurant. And so I don't know if it was like Uber, I don't know if Uber themselves made recommendations about what you should do. I don't know. I saw something on the app, like, you, it was recommended to wear a mask in the Ubers.
Okay.
Fine.
Which most of them, once you got in, told you you could take them off.
Right. And okay, well, we get the only fucking Uber we can find. This woman pulls up. She has paint all over her, and she has like a brand new Explorer, paint all over her car. Must wear mask, no entry without mask, need mask. We're like, okay, we'll wear the mask, it's fine. We get in, she has a fucking shower curtain hanging from the roof of her vehicle, like separating us, like as if we were in like a cop car.
Oh my god.
And is like just going on and on and on about this mask and how like she's so afraid of the COVID. And I'm like, ma'am, if you are that afraid of the coronavirus, you should not be Ubering in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yep.
And she lives in Baltimore. She's like, I haven't done anything because I've been so afraid. Well, maybe you should just try, you know, to do it in Baltimore, not
in fucking Ocean City, or it's like the breeding grounds for the Rona. Although we did have that one Uber driver, she was a fucking psychopath. Mm. And her screensaver, like, her background on her
I
phone...
I forgot about that one.
...was the... It was, like, the virus.
Yeah.
Like, the picture of, like, the... I don't know, like, the...
The molecule of the virus, yeah. Weird.
Very alarming.
Very weird, yes. I forgot about her. We lay low-key. I am, like, literally dying. I can't function past, like, 9 p.m.
We were not normal human beings that day.
So then we had all kinds of intentions. We're like, yeah, we'll wake up. We'll go to the beach for a little bit, you know. No. We wake up. We're all like, we need to get the fuck out of here.
We just need the... Ocean City needs to be in the back. We just need to go.
So I don't know how we acquired more shit than when we came down, but there's no spaces for anything.
I was literally pressed up against the door to the back seat. Like, I literally had less space on the way back than I did on the way down, which made no sense. Like, I literally couldn't move.
No, made no sense. So we get packed, we're good, we're like, okay, thank god,
bye-bye Ocean City.
We don't even get 20 miles down the road, and I'm like screaming, an accident is happening
right in front of us,
like literally to the cars in front of us. And I'm like, ah! And then Haley's like, ah! And
I didn't even know what the fuck was going on because it was barricaded behind so much shit. I didn't even know what was happening.
Cars are crashing. Somehow, by the grace of Jesus, we did not get hit.
It really would have been the cherry on top of the trip.
So we had to, like, slam on the brakes, obviously, because, you know, there was just a collision in front of us. Don't get hit from behind. And then I think the woman that... like, one of the cars that was in the accident, she was so distraught, she just tries to, like, start moving her car and then almost hits us.
Yep.
So we finally get past that. My insides are still shutting down.
Well, we stopped at that random place.
Freedom Fuel.
Well, yeah, where I bought a Pop-Tart and some crackers because, like, I just need something to get me through because I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to stop anywhere to eat. And that place was the shadiest place.
I'm pretty
place.
Sure you ate an expired Pop-Tart.
Well, no, I didn't eat the Pop-Tart. You're like, they're definitely expired after I paid like $3 for like a single pack of Pop-Tarts. And I'm like, okay.
Something just was not right in there. Like, they were either bootleg Pop-Tarts or they were expired Pop-Tarts.
And I was like, you know what? There's some strawberry filling in this. It's kind of like eating a strawberry. It's kind of like eating a strawberry, so it's fine. Like, it's nutritional.
Yeah.
I think I ate 2 crackers. You're like, I would not touch that Pop-Tart. So I didn't touch the Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
We stomp back at old
Royal Farms for some more chicken.
And another breakfast sandwich.
And then we made it. We fucking made it home.
We made it home again.
By the grace of Jesus, no one was hurt. No accidents.
I will say, we stopped after the Beltway, which was terrifying. We stopped at a rest stop right past like the PA border. And I got out of the car and I was so hot.
And I mean, I was sitting in the front and I was a little warm, but I was like,
My clothes were soaked. I was moist. I was so wet. I was so hot. I thought I was going to pass out. And she's like, well, the air doesn't like ventilate to the back. And I'm like, well, I am in a cocoon of like fucking like
so
shit
that,
all
yeah,
around
that
me.
That doesn't help, but.
But I like literally was going to like take my shirt off and like just sit in the back because I was so fucking hot. So I get out and I'm like, this isn't normal. Like, my clothes are soaked. And I come to find out after explaining how wet I am and how hot I am and how I feel like I'm gonna die. Like,
she didn't have the air on.
She didn't have the fucking AC on. It was 93 degrees outside. No,
well, it
AC.
Was on, but she had like the vents turned down, so
no wind, not even a crack of a window.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just need
a little bit of airflow.
A little bit of airflow, just something. Oh my god, I've never been so uncomfortable in my whole entire life.
Good times.
But you know what, guys? We made it back.
Took years off my life,
for sure.
Like, I definitely think it took a good, like, at least 5 years off my life. And I don't think I can drink a White Claw or any hard liquor for a long time.
I don't even care if there's a White Claw shortage anymore because I don't think I'm ever going to be able to touch a White Claw again.
Honestly, no. Like, the thought, and I don't know. I just, no. No White Claws.
I cannot have an Orange Crush for a very long time.
Life is really rough.
Life is so rough.
I'm just glad we survived with no casualties.
Same. I'm happy that we made it.
Maybe we'll go on another trip together sometime.
I definitely think another girls trip is in order. I don't ever have to go back to Ocean City again. I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
I think that was a good once experience for me.
Yeah. I don't know. Ocean City has a little soft spot for me, so I'll probably go back.
Did me dirty.
It always does, but it's just like one of those places. Like, I
say that, and then in like 2 years, you'll probably be like, hey, do you like want to go back? And I'll be like, sure. Let's go.
Let's go die again.
I think our next girls trip should probably be Nashville.
I think so, too.
I think that's on the agenda for next year.
I agree. 100%.
Did you have a good time on your batch weekend?
I had a great fucking time.
I'm glad you had a great time.
Yes. Shout out to all my besties.
Yes, we had a very good group of girls. Super fun. Had a great time. I don't think you could ask for a better batch weekend.
No, it was a lot of fun. The only thing I wish we could change is maybe some more food.
Yes. Next time there will be a veggie platter in our futures.
Yes.
Maybe some bread.
Definitely all the above.
Definitely needed some more nutrition than just shotgunning alcohol every single day.
Yeah.
Not good.
Don't recommend that. But other than that, perfect trip.
Solid. Definitely. We survived. We're alive. We're kind of thriving.
We're getting there.
We are getting there. I think that concludes the follow-up episode.
For Batch Weekend.
For Batch Weekend.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Gonna finish our mimosas.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that, ma'am. And we will see you guys next time.